Well, I don't want to bother you.
I'm done eating popcorn. I'm not. You're not bothering me.
You've got two more bags to eat.
I know I have to ration them.
You know. And a beer. Is that the new LaCroix fizzy water cans?
No, these are different flavors. They have the original flavors are in the traditional size cans. And these are in the taller cans that kind of look like a Red Bull kind of can.
Is there taurine in there? Red Bull stuff?
No. There's nothing in here. Not even sodium. That's why they taste the way they do. And people usually don't like them as much as I love them.
What does that one taste like? Filipino? What is it?
Blackberry cucumber. You want to taste it?
Blackberry cucumber. Now, cucumber water, I like.
You like cucumber water?
Yeah.
You get that when you go to the spa?
No, you used to make cucumber water.
I did?
Yeah.
I don't think you make it.
Greatest day,
it.
One of the greatest days of my life, you had the mozzarella on the skewers, all the...
it's actually like it's a...
All natural food, or what am I... All raw food.
No.
We had like pepperoni...
That's cured meat.
Salami.
That's not raw.
Salami. Am I using the wrong terms?
Italian food? Was it Italian food?
Yeah, and you put it on
It was
on
an
the
antipasto salad.
You know, that's the greatest word you can say for if you want to sound like Dracula.
Antipasto.
Antipasto.
Oh, you're much better.
Antipasto. But
that doesn't sound like Dracula. That sounds like the guy from...
sounds like Dracula.
No, it sounds like the...
What is it? Some Wolfbane?
Yeah, that sounds like Dracula. The guy you just did before that's the guy from Young Frankenstein.
Who? Which one?
Marty
Feldman?
I don't know.
The guy with one eye? Igor?
Or yeah, maybe eyes? That's who it is. Yeah.
His funny eye?
Yeah, with the hump back in the, dragged his leg.
What hump?
I haven't seen the whole movie.
Anyway, we had salami and all those cured meats that are organic.
They're not,
raw
nothing
food,
was organic.
And...
We took
tomatoes and the mozzarella
antipasto salad, and what we did was
on
is
the kebab.
We put it on kebabs. Wait, is the
it's
kebab?
A shish. It's a shish.
Okay.
Put it on the shish.
Put it on the stick.
And you had cucumber water in a big jug, and we planned a vacation.
We did. That was that day. That was a good day.
That was the big yellow house day.
I have a picture of that. I was so proud of those.
Do you have a big day? Do you have a picture of
shish
that?
Kebabs? Yeah.
Can you forward me that?
Yeah, I'll get it to you.
Anyway, give me a.
You want a pull?
Cucumber and black pepper.
Blackberry. Do you listen to anything I say?
You said black pepper.
No, I didn't. I said blackberry and cucumber.
Motherfucker, I will rewind this tape.
You what? Okay, in post, you go ahead. I don't know if that's the right term.
No, it's
okay. You go ahead and you double check.
Well, normally, I haven't edited one of these in a long time.
You don't.
Blackberry, cucumber.
No shit.
I heard black pepper. Did you say blackberry?
I think I said blackberry.
Shit. No calories.
No sodium. That's the big kicker.
No sodium. Oh, we better get some sodium. Where's my...
Do not pour salt in my drink.
I got a salt shaker right here.
Please don't do that.
Oh, are you going to get serious?
No, but if you have vodka, you can pour that in there.
Okay, that's really nasty.
You're taking another drink.
It's so nasty. It tastes like, isn't there supposed to be a fizz on this? Sparkling
there is.
Water?
It's carbonated. It's absolutely, if you don't like it, stop drinking it. It's mine.
There's no sweet to that.
No, there's not.
Why don't you stick your finger in it, make it sweet?
Really? So Max wanted to watch a movie last night.
A movie, Morty?
Movie he's never seen before. Oh, yeah, that's what you call him on the thing. We went through Netflix, we went through iTunes, we went through Hulu, we went through, and he goes, just go to HBO, they have all the good movies. And I was like, yeah.
How do you get HBO? On your Apple TV?
Mm-hmm.
How do you sign in on that?
My friend Petros's account.
I was wondering if you had mine or his.
I have Petros's.
Because Ellie watches it on my account.
Oh, she does?
Yeah. And I was trying to remember if I gave my sign in to you too.
I think maybe I use yours for ESPN. No, I use Gabe's across the street for ESPN.
Well, Well, this is all theft. This is all cable theft. How do you expect these giant corporations?
Do you think they're going to come and check?
How do you expect
these giant...
Remember
when people used to steal cable and they'd come and check on you? Do you think they're going to come check that I'm stealing the other stuff?
They checked the box. Yeah, I remember.
Mm-hmm. So we settled on The Godfather. Max has never seen The Godfather.
Oh, my heart is swelling. Did you let him watch it?
Oh, yeah. We watched it together. And then we had spaghetti. And, well, see, what happened was I picked him up from school and I was like, how do you guys feel about popcorn and ice cream for dinner?
Oh.
And they were like, yes. And I was like, and we'll watch a movie. Yes. So we did the popcorn and ice cream as soon as we got home from school and started watching the movies. But then we got hungry again. So I made pasta.
Let's do this.
You're the worst.
In the back of the Beamer. Now, mama, what's up? I know that you're a skinny,
I got some shit to say.
When it comes to this, put down your back cheeks, give me a kiss. I
hi, welcome back to the Off the Air podcast.
I said I'd get you something nice, something pretty, and I did. And you liked it like that, to be so big and to be so fat. Because we up in the mud house, over in the club. Getting crumb, bling, bling. I got some
I'm Chick, your host.
So fast, can't think.
That's maybe Jess, the other host.
Think I wish you was here, but I can't be sure. The night's all black, everything's blurred. Got my
who's are these?
I don't know where those came from. Or Nicole Pence brought those in, I think.
Sweet tarts have no artificial flavor.
Because that's where she was sitting.
Oh.
When are we going to put this out?
Whenever the fuck we want to. Somebody's already gone through this box of sweet tarts because they've taken all of my favorite flavors.
No, I had a couple of them.
And, did you have pink or blue?
I forget what color they were, but they were delicious. And mm-hmm. sweet tarts are one of my favorites.
Well, there was only three pinks left and one blue. Do you like chewy sweet tarts?
Actually, you want to know the truth behind those sweet tarts? Someone was irritating me with those sweet tarts. That's who it was.
Who?
Nicole.
Why?
She's just irritating. You think she'll hear about this?
Is that why you're saying it, to be funny?
Well, maybe, yeah.
I like sweet tarts.
Well,
thank
she's
you, Nicole.
The one who put the heart around the chicks. That's what...
You know what? I think it's great that she comes in here and she's polite and she's nice and she has a pretty voice. I enjoy it. I enjoy her. I like her. And she's a new mommy and her twins are beautiful.
She's owning,
I'm happy for her.
She's owning babies.
Yeah, she's a baby owner.
Two babies at a time.
I know, that's probably hard.
Can you imagine?
No. No, but you know what? It's like anything.
Two at a time.
If that's the only, like if you had twins the first time, that's the only way you'd ever know. So you don't realize that it's, I mean, you realize that it's twice as hard, but that's the only way you know parenthood is with two at a time.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
She said.
She doesn't know being a mother any other way.
Because everything happens.
A singular mother.
At the same time.
Right.
She wants one to see what would happen if she only had one, I guess.
No, she doesn't.
That's what she said.
Just curious.
Yeah.
Send one away with his grandma for the weekend.
Well,
her least favorite one.
You know, they're so identical, she can't tell them apart.
They're not identical. Are they identical?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't pay attention. I didn't pay attention.
You know, you could talk to her.
I think she said one's bigger than the other one. I don't know.
There's always a runt in the litter.
They normally don't make it.
Don't say that. You're such a dick. You jackass.
I'm in big trouble all the way around.
It's okay. You know what? She's a nice person. She's a forgiving person. Sure, she'll completely overlook the fact that you're an ass.
We're just having fun.
So yeah, so we got. So here's my question.
So how did he watch The Godfather? What, do you have any questions about The Godfather?
No. He was like, this is what he said. He goes, "Oh my God, Mike is Scarface," and I was like, "How do you know that?"
Have you seen Scarface?
And he's like, "Yeah," and I was like, "I haven't even seen Scarface."
No, it's not a very.
That's
good
very
movie.
Bloody.
It's kind of a mess, but yeah.
Oh,
I
but
mean,
then,
every guy should see it, but it's kind of a
oh
mess
my
as
gosh.
Far as movie go.
And then he said, he goes, he goes, you know that movie quote where he says, "I am so and so," something about your father. Oh crap! What's the quote? I am indigenous.
I am inegu. What is the quote?
Yeah, go. No,
it's Manny Patinkin from the Princess Bride.
I know.
I am someone Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
He goes, is that from this movie? And I was like, no, but it seems like it should be.
has he not seen The Princess Bride?
No. So that's what we got to gear up to do that.
Oh, gosh. Can I show him the print?
No.
Probably not.
So.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
So anyway. But I think on HBO, they show them, like, it's a Godfather epic Godfather.
Oh, do they show the 5-hour long one where they combine 1 and 2?
Yeah.
That's the best way to watch it.
You think so?
Actually, yeah, absolutely, because it goes back, because 2
we
starts.
We were trying to figure out, that's the thing. So where does 2 start, or does 1 end when Vito dies in the garden? Spoiler alert.
1 ends right around the time Vito dies in the garden.
No, right before the end.
One, yeah, and then Kay comes to ask Michael, what's going on, Michael? Did you have, what's Talia Shire's husband's name?
Carlo.
Carlo, did you have Carlo killed? And he goes, of course not. And then Kay presses him for more information.
That's how the second one starts?
No, that's how the first one ends.
Okay, so Vito dies. Vito dies. There's the funeral, and then there's the baptism.
Yes, and everybody gets killed during the baptism, where he settles all Corleone family business.
That's why I told Max, I said, pay attention to the religious things going on while people are being murdered.
That's kind of heavy for him. Was he okay with
that? Oh, he loved it. Yeah. He loved it.
It's a great movie.
No, so we started watching it when we got home. So I think we watched it from 5 o'clock to 10 o'clock.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And he was right there with
him. Right there the whole time. His phone was upstairs.
Oh, that's the best.
No, it was good. And he's like, I don't think I want to watch this. So that's fine. But I always, but then when I watched it, I realized that that's where my daydream of having my wedding in my parents' backyard started.
Oh, yeah. Well, mm-hmm. they both kind of sort of start with weddings. The opening scenes to both 1 and 2 are wedding scenes.
Whose wedding is it in the second one?
The first one is Connie and
Carlo.
And the second one is, I don't know.
That's okay.
It's somebody's, they're
a niece or a nephew, maybe?
Maybe. They're in the...
it's okay. Don't worry about it.
They're in Lake Tahoe.
No.
And there's a wedding overlooking a beach.
It's not a wedding.
Oh, what is it?
Lake Tahoe. I thought it was, it's first confirmation or...
Is it a confirmation?
First communion.
Because the senator played
of his
by...
his son. No, it's his son's first communion.
Okay, because G.D. Spradlin comes in and said, you oily, come here to our state and... What? It's going to cost you $250,000 or something like that for the liquor license or something like
that. On Empire last week.
You're not watching Empire.
Oh, yes, I am.
Are you shitting me?
No, it's wonderful.
No.
Yes. Yes, it is wonderful.
I've lost you to Empire.
Anyway, Lucius is the head of Empire. He's the head. He's the dad. And one of his sons has gone against him and voted him out of the
board. Is that the guy who looks like he's crying all the time?
He's beautiful.
Terrence Howard?
He's beautiful.
That's the one who looks like he's crying all the time.
He's beautiful. And
what you crying for?
But anyway, he refers to his son.
Whoa, Terrence, calm down. Are you okay? You look like you've been crying.
Are you done?
Sobbing out in the hallway, Terrence. Mm-hmm. Sorry to keep you waiting. Mm-hmm. Why are you crying?
He doesn't look like he's crying.
He looks like he's crying all the time. He made one good movie.
What was that?
Hustle and Flow.
Oh. Clearly you haven't seen any of the Best Man movies.
See, this brings up a topic. I'm concerned about you and your curiosity with movies of that type.
What?
The all-black cast. You're, like, fascinated.
I like the movies. I like the movies like I like any movie.
You think The Godfather would have been better with an all-black cast?
I don't know. I'd watch it. As much as I'd watch the original Godfather.
You know who'd be Fredo in The Godfather for an all-black cast?
Who?
Terrence Howard.
No, he wouldn't.
Crying all the time.
No, he
just
wouldn't.
Like Fredo.
No, he wouldn't. No, he wouldn't.
Mike, you don't come to Las Vegas and talk to a man Mo Green like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Terrence Howard would add to that.
Never go against the family.
Oh, is there a better scene when they're trying to talk Marlon Brando into, well, the thing that eventually gets him almost killed is
Fredo's dumbass.
Fredo's dumbass. And
looks like Barney Fife getting out of that fucking car.
Dropping the gun. And they're trying to get Marlon Brando to okay the drug trade in the Corleone family.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, of course I must say no to you because gambling and liquor, those senators and congressmen I have in my pocket, they consider those harmless vices. But this drugs, and then Sonny goes, a lot of money in that white powder, Pop. And Marlon Brando looks at James Caan and goes, just the classic, what the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah.
And then everybody leaves, and he goes,
Don't say your opinion. Don't share your opinion.
Sometimes I think you lost your mind or something like that. It was just such a wonderful, mm-hmm. genuine mother, or no, but father or son thing, mm-hmm. but it's the fucking Godfather.
So where did Tom come from? Is he adopted?
Tom was the consigliere, Robert Duvall, Tom Hayden. I think his parents were like nearby, or he was an orphan. And
okay.
I think Michael brought him home one night, or maybe it was Fredo, and they just took him in and treated him
really?
Like a son.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's a scene. I think Michael says...
Because I missed about 45 minutes of the movie because I had to go pick up the baby and then come back.
I don't even know why I'm talking to you at
I
this
know,
point.
I'm sorry.
45 minutes
I mean,
of The Godfather. What the hell's wrong with you? You can't say you've even seen the movie. You need to go watch it again.
I've seen the whole thing.
I could tell you Terrence Howard's in the beginning of it. You wouldn't know.
Yeah, I would. I saw the beginning.
Yeah, because there wasn't anybody crying at the
anyway,
start of the movie.
Lucius refers to one of his sons as Fredo, the son that goes against him. And I thought it was funny.
What does he say? Like, what are you, Fredo?
No, they're deciding who they're going to kill and who they're going to talk to. And they said, well, who's going to go pay a visit to this one son? And Hakeem. Who's going to pay a visit to Hakeem? And
that's not a mob name.
And Lucius says, this isn't the mob. And Lucius says, I'll take care of Fredo. And I thought that was funny.
Well, you know what happens to Fredo?
Mm-hmm. They kill him in a boat.
Yeah, one in the back of the head.
Mm-hmm.
As he's saying the Lord's Prayer.
That's how they do it.
Which reminds you of the baptism.
Yeah, of everything. Yeah.
It's kind of badass.
You think so?
Yeah.
Who scored that movie? Max asked that last night and I didn't look. That was dead on. Good job.
Carole King, I think, wrote that music.
Probably.
Was it?
Have you seen the new documentary for Nora Ephron?
You know what? I saw a preview to it, actually, and I've forgotten that I wanted to watch it until you just said it just now.
Yeah. Merle Haggard died yesterday.
I was not a fan.
Oh.
Well, yeah. I mean, I respected
he had pneumonia.
Him for...
And you know, last week he gathered his family, he said, I'm going to die on my birthday. And he died on his birthday.
I thought he died right before his birthday.
No, he died
the
on his birthday.
The day before his birthday.
He died on his birthday.
All right, if you want to think that.
Did he not? Was it the day before? What, are you running a big morning show? You get the news from the AP or something?
Let's see.
I thought Merle Haggard died on his birthday.
Nino wrote, you know who was really upset about Merle Haggard dying? Terrence Howard.
Oh, shut up.
He was crying. I can't believe it. Who does it say here? Gosh. Nino Rota? The cues were composed by Nino Rota.
Oh, I'm sorry. He was born on April 6th, 1937, and then he died on April 6th, 2016.
Yeah, but it was like 1201
or
whatever.
I'm going to punch you in the forehead.
I think it was real close.
Anyway, he called a shot. Like all Babe Ruth all over that.
That is the ultimate calling your shot. You're
no
gonna call when you're
kidding.
Gonna...
When do you think you're going to die? Here, let's write down when we'll die.
All right.
Okay.
Are we gonna share it, or are we just going to seal it, and then you can open this up afterwards?
Here, I'll write down my death date first, and then you can, that way it's on the same piece of paper.
Okay. Well, no, I don't want to see it, though.
I need to do math. Well, why not? Are you going to be nervous I'll be right? Oh, we don't want to know when if one of us dies first.
Yeah, and then we can open it. Yeah.
I need to do some quick math anyway.
Okay.
Today is...
Okay, I got mine. Oh, do you need a day?
No, are you doing year? How about a month?
I'm just doing year. Okay.
We can do a month?
Month, year, we're going to die. Okay.
Okay.
Now we got a topic. Okay. Once again, to keep you up to date, Terrence Howard cries at everything that happens.
No, he doesn't.
And we're writing down our dates that we think we're going to die. Should
we? This is good. This is good.
Wait a minute. First day, first date when you think you're going to die.
And
second
then
date,
the day I think you're going to die.
And vice versa. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, wait a minute.
I'm going to go. And we're only doing month and year, right?
Right.
Okay. For you?
Oh gosh, I can't do the math. Yeah, okay. I think that's right. For you.
Are we going to show each other these right now?
Well, we're going to say them, and then we'll... Do you have it like the left one is the day you think you're going to die, and then the right one is the day you think I'm going to die? And we can just trade papers and read each other's. How's that?
Well, I put me, and then I put you.
Oh, okay. I'll put me over me and you over you. That is a smarter way to do it. Here.
Okay.
Here. There. Now. Okay. Here.
No, I'm going to look first.
No, you don't get a look. I didn't get a look.
Yours is really soon.
Well, that's for me. It's not for you.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
This is going to be funny. You're going to die in March of 2034.
Yeah.
That's what you say you're going to die.
Yeah.
And go ahead, read mine.
You said that you're going to die in July of 2023.
2023, which I'll be 65, 66.
How are you going to die?
Attacked by a bear. I'm going to be out in the North Woods.
Where's that?
I'm not sure.
North
of here.
Yeah.
And there's going to be
a park or something.
There's going to be a bear. But you, wait a minute. And you think I'm going to die 4 years after you?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No, you don't get to mark my stuff out.
No, I just.
And you think I'm going to die in 2062?
Yeah, you're going to be 80 something when you die.
No,
right?
I'm not. Women in my family don't live past their 50s.
Oh, come on. So you've got you dying when you're 2257?
Huh?
Yeah.
I'm 34.
Right. And 20, how long is this from now? 22 years from now is 2038. That's your year.
That's you.
Oh. 2034 is 18 years from now, right?
Yes.
So that's 53.
52.
You're going to die when you're 52, 53.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
They're going to, by the time in 2034, they're going to be able to keep you alive with a fingernail and a strand of hair. And they're going to, bloop, there you are.
Now we have to put this date.
We could get somebody else in on this. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know.
He doesn't want to. He's working.
Welcome to another edition of a podcast. Hoffy, go over there to that. Oh, wait a minute.
I've been on enough.
No.
But everybody keeps asking for you.
We need to participate in this, what we're doing.
We're guessing when the other's going to die.
Go over there, turn that mic on.
Is it
this
morbid?
One?
Yep. Okay.
All right.
What are you doing?
Wait,
I'm sorry. I'm really sounding whiny.
Chicken just Hello? Death dates. And then... So
I don't
Chick
think you have
said,
my mic on.
No, you're on.
You're on.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. Chick said he's going to die in July of 2023, and he said, I'll die in June of 2062.
Wait, I got to figure, I got to do some math here.
Yeah.
She was born in 81.
Chick will be 65.
65 when I die, which is totally reasonable, considering my health. So, I'm pushing the outside of the envelope now, kids.
You've only got 7 more years?
That's what he's saying.
That's right.
Ooh. Okay.
But she said, she said she's going to die.
I'm going to die when I'm 52.
In 2034.
Yeah.
And she's got me live until I'm 2038. First of all, 4 years after her.
Yeah.
Listen, if Chick makes it, you know, into his 70s, he's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I know.
He's going to be like the most.
About?
No, I'm being serious.
You're going to be the best version because you consistently have gotten better with age.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like Ralph Lauren when I get. That's who I'm going to look like.
Huh?
Oh.
We thought all white-headed?
Yeah. Right? Oh, like rugged? That's how I'm going to die, bear attack. We're catching you up to date here, up in the North Woods. God. It's going to be...
Why? What have you guys been talking about?
Well, we talked about
The
Godfather.
We talked about The Godfather.
Wait, so... What's this date here?
That's when I'm going to die.
According to him.
Uh-huh.
Right.
So that puts you at 70?
We picked ours, and then we picked each other's.
80. 80, okay.
Yeah, 81 to 83, something like that. Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, you're a solid decade younger than me, but hopefully we might push it, way.
Maybe, okay. That's what Chick said.
Biotechnology.
Write down the date. Today's date? They're going to, by that time, they're going to be able to keep her alive with a hair strand and a fingernail.
Will she want to be alive?
Jason's death date is
I don't
going
want
to
play
be...
Jason's game. I don't want Jason to
Why
be
not?
Alive. Because you and I can do this for each other.
I hope I can make it to 2060.
2060?
Yeah, that's
how much
that's
would
a
that be?
Oh, I won't live to 2060.
So you're 42 now?
Soon to be 43.
So you'll...
I'll be like 95.
In 60,
in 60?
You'll be...
Is that...
No, I don't know. I just assumed you'd be
95. Because that's
84. No, you'll be 86.
Yes, that's a long ways out there.
That
but
is
you,
a long
you come
time.
From a line of long livers, though, see?
Well,
and
that's
long
a
livers.
Little complicated.
Yeah.
But my grandfather, my mom's dad, yeah. Isn't that right? Who you can usually kind of gauge, if you're male.
Yeah, you go off of your mother's father.
Your mom's,
okay.
Right?
Okay, we'll do this for me.
He pushed 80, and that's with smoking quite a bit.
He did?
Yeah. But... My figure,
yeah.
I hate to call him. I'm a guy, but call myself my figure. But I am my grandfather.
He was just like that.
Just built exactly like me.
Did he have a beautiful head of hair into his 80s?
When I got to know him as a you kind of get who they are when you're become 10 and into your teens.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't. He was not bald on top.
Yeah.
He had hair.
Yeah,
I mean, he's thin, but I mean, I could, if I let my hair go.
Oh, I know. I wish he would. I so wish you would let your hair grow out.
I don't know why I won't. I just don't.
Oh, it's going to happen.
It's
I mean,
penny.
6 weeks is all I can go without a haircut.
Yeah.
Once I hit to 5 weeks, I start going,
For a guy, yeah.
And I know that's terrible because I have friends that are a receding hairline and getting thin up top, and they're probably like, you jerk, why are you cutting your hair short?
Okay, well, if we're talking about that, my father died when he was 43.
I know we're talking about your mother's father.
My grandfather died when he was 47.
Are you talking about maternal or paternal?
Those are my paternal.
Paternal.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know my mom's dad's middle name to look up his.
Did you know him at all?
Obituary.
No, I don't think you did.
No, he was. Well, I did, but he was kind of a bastard boy.
Whew. No kidding.
Yeah. Let me look up here, see what we can find.
I had Giacomo's for lunch, in case you were wondering.
Oh, was it the best?
Where'd you go with?
Me and my iPad.
Ooh.
And I listened to these four. I could hear everything of these four people because I was on like a two topper that was up high.
Oh, yeah, where the new bars.
And I'm like, I'm over here in the corner. And then there's a set of four right below me. And they were very nice people.
Just chatting.
But I knew all about them, let me tell you. So and so is having his third kid. Ooh, that was a surprise.
Oh.
On the way, stuff like that.
My father, my mom's father, Ray.
Like that's a good name.
Like a solid ray of hatred. Died when he was 70.
Oh.
That's a good.
That's good.
And that's, I mean.
That's a good run.
When was the, he, what, 18, 18
he,
what?
He was born in 1898, died in 1968. Woo. That's
and
a great run.
I assume he was
run.
A heavy alcoholic.
Yes.
And, yeah.
And that'd be interesting to go back how many 30-year-olds, because if you were 30 in the Depression.
Yeah.
I bet that was tough. Because you were considered very mature at that point, and
yeah.
if you were failing,
mm-hmm.
oh, to dig yourself out of that and live another 40 years?
That's true.
That's pretty admirable.
Does my grandmother on my mother's side play into this at all?
No, we're not talking about her.
No. So what is it for? What is it for? So is it the opposite for women? Is it your father's mother?
Nah, we don't.
Hell, I don't
we
know.
Don't,
this,
don't
I, all I know I mean, is about hairline. I thought we were talking about hairlines.
No. Oh. My father's mother died of a massive heart attack when she was 52.
Well, see, that's rare because women have estrogen, and that's supposed to retard heart disease.
Not when you have steak and eggs for breakfast every morning. And
it's very underpublicized ladies' heart disease.
Yeah, but it's the number one killer.
It's their number one killer.
Yeah. It's.
Is it really?
Yes. Absolutely it is.
I was uninformed. Mm-hmm. You know, I should be more active in the Heart Association community.
Maybe
considering my past.
Mm-hmm. You could be helpful.
But I've only got 7 years to live, so who wants to waste working?
You know, you could have gone the positive route and go, well, I've only got 7 years. Working. I better get on that.
I better get on it.
No, I've got 7 years. I want to see, this is why. I want to go on an adventure. I end up in the North Woods where the bear attacks.
On an adventure.
I want to go out on a cliff and hang glide.
Do you remember when Chick went to Canada?
Mm-hmm, with Maury.
3 years ago?
Mm-hmm, I think so.
Does that sound right?
The trip's open every year, but we just can't sync it up because my vacation is so set in stone.
I understand.
Or is it?
So, yeah, I thought that was going to be a turning point. I'm like, oh my gosh, look at Chick leaving the country for a week.
I left the country.
Mm-hmm. He hasn't. Really Mm-mm. done anything like that since.
I was out of country.
He got big plans to go to London in the fall, right?
I guess.
I'm going to Denver in September.
You are?
Booked it already.
Who's going?
Going hiking. Meeting my buddy Bob Kinnerson.
No, I hope it's not Bob. Oh. You're not going hiking with that guy.
Yes, you know that.
I don't know.
You don't know him. Oh.
Bob,
is it one of
you would
guys,
like Bob. You'd
is
like
it one
Bob.
Of the guys I played poker
no,
with?
No, no, no. I don't play poker.
Euchre?
I
that I was
with
uninvited
him.
To and never Pinnacle. Invited back?
He's a badass. He flew fighter jets for about 10 years.
Oh, he's got the perif.
He's
You know what the perif is?
What's the perif?
Side of your eye. That's what the fighter jets have. The fighter jocks have.
Jocks?
Vision. Fighter jocks.
Is that what they're called?
Side of your eye. Well, you know, we got two kinds of pilots here. We got your PUD knockers who dream of the big plays. And then we got your pilots.
How's his Top Gun?
Yeah, he's
no, it's the right stuff. And then we've got the pilots who have the big plays.
Another.
So what do you two PUD knockers have? Okay, sorry.
What have you watched the movie about the wives of the atomic bomb? Have you watched that?
Oh.
What?
The wives.
I'm taking off my glasses. What are you trying to tell me?
There's a movie about the wives.
What's it called?
There's another one, though. What were you talking about?
I was thinking of the astronaut wives.
Yeah.
But that sounds good, too.
This one is about...
No, is this a TV series?
I don't think it's a series.
Manhattan.
I think it was a documentary. Manhattan Wives. Is that what it is?
No, it's called Manhattan, and it's...
The Wives of Manhattan?
No, there's no wives. The Wives of Los Alamos.
That's what it is.
It's a novel right now. I don't see it as a TV show.
Oh,
wait a minute. Well...
Okay, maybe not. I don't know.
Did you just ask if we've seen it, but you haven't seen it?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, okay.
That's it. It's in my wish list.
You had the tone.
There's something like a wish list.
You had the tone of you've seen it.
Mm.
So well, is it a movie or is it a TV show?
I have an album on my phone, and I walk around the bookstore, and I take pictures of the books that I'm going to buy next.
Sure.
And so I think either I saw it on that or I saw it on my wish list. I'm not sure which one it was.
Okay, gotcha.
Son of a bitch. No, see now, this is how this happens.
What?
You blurt out this information, I get interested in it, I get hung up on it, and now I'm on Google in the lost atomic bomb category.
Here's the problem, Jess.
Other than me,
you created something that he wants to see,
and
now he can't see it.
And now I can't see it. And I didn't know I even wanted to see it until you opened your mouth.
Ruined.
I know. Wrecked everything.
Can I go back to work now?
Yes.
This is what's wrong with the world.
I got one yes.
I said you could go back.
No, you stay right there.
No, we need to talk to him after the podcast is over, not right now.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I can't believe you're talking death dates. I just don't understand.
I don't know how we started this.
I think I just asked.
I'm really upset.
So I'm not upset.
When am I dying again?
I say...
You say 2038, which is 22 years from now.
Yeah. 22 years. I think that's far more reasonable
than
7.
I'll be 80.
Yeah, I think you will be 80.
And to his... Yes, he's got bad plumbing, whatever.
Yeah.
Well,
they're able to fix
baby.
That. Otherwise, he lives a pretty healthy life.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, there are people that are worried about me.
There are people that think he has a drinking problem.
Inside this... room?
In this room? Currently in this building.
They might have left.
Never mind.
I don't know.
Yeah. See, the Trinity and Beyond, the atomic bomb, I've seen.
Oh, see, I shouldn't have said anything about it. He is so
good luck
ate
with this. I'm out.
I'm lost to the...
So ate up with this.
Did we get a death date? No, we did want to play. Okay.
You don't want to play. That's not ours.
And you didn't want to play.
That's not ours.
That's okay.
2060
is what he says. That's right. His goal is 2060.
So he would live, according to you, 2 more years. Or he would live, I would live 2 more years after him.
But don't you think that's...
I think my date for you is very, very accurate.
Be honest. Don't you think...
I hope I don't die when I'm 52.
I hope you don't die when you're 52.
Yeah. I was going to be funny and put my date and then put your date the day after mine.
Now, why would you do that?
I don't know. I don't know. I was just joking. Well, not that you would kill yourself.
No.
People die from broken hearts.
Oh, yeah. I you know what? If I guess I could see that.
Mm. It's a real thing, though. What about the people? Did you read the article about the people who died together?
Did you read the guy about today on Twitter? They were remodeling a house and they found, ABC News, this lady found a piece of drywall.
Yeah.
That said to her husband, I love you forever, such and such, and dated it, 1956 or something.
When they had built the house?
When they built the house, she died 9 years ago. He had forgotten, he's like 80 now, he'd forgotten that had happened. The lady who owns the house now was remodeling, took it down, saw it, and they thought, initially you see this all the time, because, oh, those are measurements of something they put on the drywall.
No.
Stood back and saw it was such and such, I love you forever, such and such, and the date, and she died, and she cut it out and took it to him. And, yeah.
Did you hear Merle Haggard died yesterday?
I already almost made it to his birthday.
It was his birthday.
He called his shot.
He called his shot. Oh my gosh, that's so sweet.
Are you kidding me?
That's wonderful.
It's.
Yeah.
That's it.
Aww.
But don't you think dying is like being born? Follow me.
Only the opposite.
Right.
That's what you would say.
Where were you in 1980?
In the womb.
You weren't, yeah, right? I was out here.
I was conceived.
I was out here. I was...
In October?
I had just finished 3 weeks at Studio 54, turning that mother out in 1980.
That's not true.
No, that's not true at all. But I was alive when all that was happening. Where were you?
Mm.
Right. Now, when you die and something happens after I'm dead, where am I going to be? I'll be in the same place you were in 1980. See what I've done there? Does any of this make any sense?
So do you think you've had past lives? Yeah, you do, because you've said I'm certain I was a part of.
No, you make fun of me when I tell you that.
I don't make fun of you.
Because
just say it.
I say that I am certain I was. I am certain I was a member of the Russian space program. and I was one of the engineers, and I died in some sort of botched launch. I because I can't explain to you how weird a feeling I get when there's a scene in The Right Stuff when I see this rocket take off from Russia And it really, like, freaks me out. And you know how I sweat when I get upset?
You're like a dog in a thunderstorm.
Exactly. I start to pee a little bit and everything. It's crazy.
Really?
Something like that happened.
I am not discounting what you're saying.
Because I was born in 57, so that would mean I would have checked out somewhere more. If you go...
So you were a Russian?
I think I was. Bastrovia.
You'd have been good in one of those big hats, those fuzzy hats.
Oh, I love
they
the big
wear.
Hats. Yeah. I would wear the. I would. You see what I wore today?
I don't want to talk about it.
I love that scarf. I have two of these. Oh. I have one that's plainer than this, but this is my one that makes a statement.
Well, you can use one as kindling and then throw the other one in there. It's got purple in it though.
This is a John Varvatos scarf, lady. That's nice.
I don't know what that means.
You don't know who John Varvatos is?
No.
He's a designer.
Well, good. It smells good.
Get my scarf off.
Mm-mm.
Well, I've lost a scarf.
No, you haven't. John Varvatos.
USA.
Oh, was it made in the USA? No, made in China.
Well, look at the craftsmanship. Your hands have to be tiny to be able to.
Dry clean only.
Yeah, it is kind of one of those.
Where did you get this? The rack?
I won't go back to the rack.
Why? Oh, because that one woman you don't like checking you out.
Well, no, they were both ignoring customers at the same time. 85% I couldn't believe it.
85% wool, 15% silk. It is very nice.
Any shopping I do at the rack now is online.
Oh, really?
That's just my choice. I just can't put up with it anymore.
It's your choice.
No, and I'll be the first to admit that I sometimes...
Sorry.
Thanks, dear. I sometimes overreact about bad service, but you were there one day, well, more than one day.
No, there are two women at the rack in Indianapolis that are consistently rude, but they're completely unaware that they're rude. So I don't know.
So does that make it right?
No, but I just think that some people work at a different pace. Like, I feel like if I worked in retail, I would set goals for myself and be like, how many people can I check out in this amount of time? You know what I mean?
Well, the last time, here's what happened. Now that you've pulled it out of me, I'll tell you.
Okay.
I bought this hat.
Uh-huh.
That turned out to be way too big for my head, and I only wear it around the dogs and in my the privacy of my home.
Is it a?
It's a Kurtz hat. It's Kurtz. It's a really nice fucking hat.
What?
Yeah. No, it's a beautiful hat, but it's way too big for my head.
Oh, it's again.
It's Kurtz. Kurtz.
Oh.
But it's made to be a flat brim, but I can't do that because it looks stupid.
It's a flat brim hat.
Yeah, but I bent the brim.
Like Nick Griffin.
Yeah, it looks like it's my special day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it didn't have a price tag on it.
So you took the price tag off something cheaper and put it on it?
See, that's why you should have been with me. I should have done that.
They have, because they use stickers there.
They do
I'm not
use
a thief.
Stickers.
I'm not saying that that's a...
You know what? Thank God. Thank God you're not a thief. Now that you've said you're not a thief, it's good that you're not a thief.
Can we take a break?
But that's the way it used to be. Yes, I'll play a song.
Ooh, what are you going to play today?
What do you want to hear? I got Pete York.
Can we listen to a girl? You always play boys.
All right. Oh, geez.
You
I
love Patty
know.
Griffin. You got Patty Griffin in there?
Oh, Patty Griffin. Good call.
Thank you.
That's even on my, that's on the playlist that I personally picked out for my iPhone. I like to call that Chicks Playlist, or Chicks Picks is what I like
Chicks
to call
Picks.
It. That's right. This is, she's one of the artists in the Austin, Texas, Austin City Limits gift shop in the Austin, Texas airport.
Oh, really?
You look up and Bob Schneider and Patty Griffin are right beside each other.
Don't they've done a song together.
Have they?
I think so.
I'll have to look for that, but this is.
Okay, go ahead.
This is Patty Griffin. You will enjoy this. It's called One Big Love. We'll be right back.
Just
Patty Griffin. The song is called One Big Love from Flaming Red.
Flaming Red.
That's an older album.
Yeah.
It's been out there for a while.
Patty Griffin, what, I think of.
One Big Love. What?
Melanie Griffith. And.
And that makes me think of my son's name, which is Griffin.
Griffin.
And his grandmother said, what do you, what? What are you naming him? Gifford?
Really?
Yeah.
I
said, no, it's Griffin. And he's such a Griffin.
He is a Griffin.
He's half eagle, half lion.
Griffon. Oh, that's the dog that I like, isn't
it? It's a pointer.
There
it is.
When we were talking about what we were going to name Max, we said Maxwell, and one of John's aunts said, you know what? I'm just going to keep a list of names in my pocket. And then next time I see you guys, I'll have some new names to give you.
I don't want to say any. I don't want
to
say.
Isn't that the nicest way to say I hate that name?
It reminds me of that Tim Wilson story where he wanted to get Levon Helm to play drums on some songs he was doing.
Yeah.
And he called Levon up. And he, you know, went through this and that to get a hold of. Had to call the Chamber of Commerce where Levon lived. Levon's the drummer of the band, of course, legendary. He's also passed. And so Tim and Levon have finally get on the phone. And Tim goes, Levon, we can give you. You come in, fly in, play drums a couple days. I'll give you $5,000 and hotel, and we'll fly you in.
Mm-hmm.
And Levon goes, well, Tim, that sounds pretty good, but I think we can do better.
Are you serious? Oh,
isn't that the best
thing? And what they
ever
do?
And
they gave more, did
yeah,
he do it?
I think it was like $7,500 a day or something. It was, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, yeah. I mean, but it's fucking Levon Helm, so.
Right.
I think we can do better than that.
Wow.
I've been waiting to ask for someone to offer me money. It hasn't happened yet since I've heard that story, and it was like 8 years
so
ago.
Say that?
So I'm going to, yeah, one of these days, somebody's, I'm
probably, well, a lot sooner than you think.
You know, that sounds great, but I think we can do better. Oh,
I just
story.
Heard, so listening on the Bob and Tom app and listening to old shows.
I love the app. We're on the app, you know.
We are on the app. But when you're listening to the app, I don't get the 20-minute Q95 break because it stops at 10 o'clock on the app.
You don't get the live.
You don't get the live. So it just starts playing older
bits.
Older shows. And
They play like older shows and older newscasts, and I haven't listened to it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And if, I mean, at the risk of getting choked up, oh my God. I mean, you guys, the four of you in here, when you were on point, I mean, seriously, it'll bring you to tears because you guys all sound so happy and you were having fun. Granted, there's some ones when you were married previously where you can tell you weren't that happy, but, you know, just some things. I mean, but there was one where it was referencing you being married, Tom being married, Christy being married. It was nuts. It was today. It was this one, the one you guys were talking about today. And Marty had done a call in, and
Pete Gozinha had a call in.
Well, I think he was a used car dealer, and it was something about a car. Yeah, and it was like a Picasso car or something. I don't know, but it was. I mean, some of these shows, Chick, I'm not kidding. It's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. What? Yeah, you're probably glad that you didn't. But then yesterday,
I've had a sneaking suspicion that that's what they were doing on the app, and I think that's why I haven't listened.
Yeah. I was cleaning house yesterday, and, you know, the ones that usually do get me teared up are when I hear Tim's voice, you know, just out of nowhere. And he is talking about when he dies. And I was like, oh, my gosh. You know, he's talking about when he dies, and he died. And it's just like, geez, and him just making light of it and it being funny and, you know, and it kind of, you know, it doesn't make it easier, but it did, you know, it made me laugh because he always did, but it was, yeah. I mean, but it is, I would love to know. So I guess that one I heard this morning may have been, what, 20 years ago? Easily, maybe. I don't know.
Probably.
Yeah, 20 years ago would have been, 20 years ago was 1996.
Right.
20 years ago for me seems like it was last year. Like I guess that's how I know I'm old, right?
Yeah. Well, what you're talking about, it seems like it was yesterday for me.
Yeah. I mean, so you guys were talking about, it was the show when Tom told you guys that his on-air name used to be the Chief. It was that episode. Oh my gosh, and you all just die. And you didn't, and you, knowing now that you were sitting on Chuck Michaels the whole time and didn't tell anybody.
Well, there's a time and a place to whip that out.
Yeah.
M-I-K-E-L-Z.
Yeah, it was nuts. And then Christy says, well, my husband calls me Christy. And I was just like, oh my gosh. Yeah, it was crazy. Speaking of our good friend Christy, I listened to all of her podcasts.
I know
yesterday.
She has a new podcast, and I've listened to all of them as well.
Yeah,
and congratulations, yeah. My friend. They sound wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I'm so glad she has. And the of all of them that she released, they were all so different. Different
they
guests.
Were. They were.
So,
they were. So,
so they were really good variety. Well done.
Very, very different. Yeah.
Yeah. Bob's on the first one, telling stories with wit, and it was just, I'm so happy for her. I couldn't, and it's so nice to hear her, and I text you as soon as I listened to the first one. If I think before I text her, I text you, and I said, oh my gosh, I was like, you know, it's so nice to hear her just talk and know that she's professional and she's smooth and she just has such a wonderful voice and talent, and I'm so happy for her that she's able to do this right now. So cheers, girlfriend. Yeah.
Do a good job and have fun. I know you will.
Jason and Vibbert are in the next room. I think they're going to make out.
Wow, nobody saw that coming.
I know.
I mean, Jason's married and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But that would explain Vibbert's...
I didn't know they could hear us.
Vibbert's checkered dating past. Both of you, get in here.
No, Jason, yeah. Leave Jason alone. He has to work.
Vibbert, get in here. We need a new out for the show. We can't think of anything. That's right.
Your new house shoes.
I gotta put the slippers on before you come into the dojo.
That's right.
The dojo.
Fibbert, give us an update. What are you doing, brother? Where are you? Are you anywhere this week? I always ask him the same thing every weekend, and he might be telling me before I ask him, but he's so nice to answer me every. Are you anywhere this weekend?
Where am I? No, I just got done filming UNDTV, something Ooh. For the University of Indianapolis.
Is that why you're dressed in your church clothes?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I actually dressed up. I didn't wear my slippers though. I should have. That's but good. Yeah, they got. I had a joke where I made fun of how expensive it is, and it just got silent in the studio.
Oh.
And I go, is that awkward? Is that, nope, okay, sorry.
What did you do?
Like, I was talking about Tinder, and I was like, I've gotten so good at Tinder that I can just look at a picture and tell everything I need to know about that girl.
Right.
Like, I can look at it and be like, oh, that's a University of Indianapolis girl, or that girl goes to the University of Indianapolis. You can tell by the big cloud of student debt hanging over her head.
Oh.
And then they just...
Nothing.
No. Mm. I don't know. It was weird.
So Jeffy got new slippers because...
This is an amazing... I was going to ask you, are you losing weight on purpose? Or
I don't think I'm losing weight.
He doesn't look like he's losing
weight.
I
stopped drinking as much as I used to.
Just for health reasons.
Just for... Yeah.
Well, that can't happen. If we're going out this weekend, you're not...
Oh,
not
you guys going?
Drink.
I drink when I'm happy now.
Where
not
are you guys
just
going?
Well, tomorrow night, Kostaki's at the New Morty's. Are you in or out right now?
New Morty's?
New
Morty's.
I haven't been to New Morty's yet.
Do they have tortilla chips and salsa?
Yes. Mm. And fresh tortillas.
They have chimichangas?
Yes, and they have the fresh.
Why they don't have chimichangas?
It's the old Chi-Chi's. I'm sure it's
and
some
it's
of their
And it's not Chi-Chi's.
It's the old Don Pablo, and I'm sure they've got the Chi-Chi maker there.
The quesadilla humidifier. They're like, psst, they
oh,
press it?
Oh, yeah.
No,
is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Oh. It looks like the old press T-shirt that you would
yes.
make.
Yes.
They you put dough in
like
there
like a panini,
and that's how they make the tortillas. They
really?
Have those there. Yeah,
they kept those.
I told Bowers. I said, don't take that building over unless
Bowers was on Christie's podcast.
Son of a bitch!
Yeah, he did good. He was very insightful.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Jeffy got new slippers because Max outgrew them.
I knew that was why. Like.
So Jeff is 25.
Uh-huh.
Max is
12.
Max shoe size is
11 and a half.
Really? Is that what you're going to go with?
It's 11 and a half, 12.
Yeah.
Jeff's shoe size is
8.
So Max hasn't worn these for 2 or 3 years.
I looked at him and go, oh my gosh, these are Uggs. These are nice slip. And then I go, she bought these? And then I go, wait a second. Max outgrew these. And
they weren't worn
not
that
only
much,
that,
and I felt bad.
But they're barely worn,
yeah,
right?
They're not worn
oh, no.
A whole
they,
lot,
yeah, you couldn't tell. I thought they were brand new. That's why.
Right. Those are good ass slippers.
They are good ones.
Yeah. And I wear my slippers in here every now and then. I have Uggs, but I have a pair of those, but the black leather mm-hmm. with the most of mine are suede.
Great traction on the bottom.
Yeah, they are good.
You could play a pickup game in these.
You could.
Have you seen some of Vibbert's videos on the Bob and Tom app or the Bob and Tom website? What are some of your recurring characters that you've been working on?
Guy who sucks up.
Oh, was that when you ran at Tom?
Yeah.
And then you cleared the way for his shoes, so he wouldn't.
And then
his
we
shoes.
I was trying to make a shot into the wastebasket this morning with a bottled water.
Oh, I missed that.
And I do it behind my back, and then I look away, and then he runs up and throws it the wastebasket and goes. Excellent shot, Mr. McGee. Excellent shot.
That's good.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. then you got just one more thing, guy, right?
Just one more thing, yeah. One more thing. Hey, one more thing. Wait, don't leave. Because he's lonely. He doesn't have a good home life.
See, now I feel... See, and you know what? And now I feel bad that I haven't been in lately to visit.
Yeah.
See, this is the thing. No, and she'll go, he doesn't say that. And I go, he sat in there, and you would come in every now and then and talk, and now he's like... So,
it's busy in the morning.
So is Jess just stopping by this morning? No.
No,
he scuffs back into his office with his slippers.
So sorry. Sorry.
Make that sound. No, because Chick will, at a commercial break, will get on his phone. I go, oh, maybe Jess is coming. And she never does.
And today he did it. When I talked to you, he was hanging outside the performance. That's where I was talking to you, the performance room. And because
it's private in there.
Because it's private in there. And he said, what did I mistake Spangle for doing.
Putting up.
We probably shouldn't mention that. Yeah. But yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he walks by and he goes, hey, I put that up there. Anything during the show, I did that, not Spangle.
Oh, yeah, you do all the social media now for Bob and Tom, don't you?
During, like, the actual show, yeah.
During the actual show.
And Spangle will chime in every once in a while. But, right. Yeah. Yeah, I was just like, yeah, Mr. McGee, I know it's a private conversation, but I heard everything.
And I have a correction.
You tell her it was, yeah, yeah, that was pretty funny.
Oh, my God.
All right, tomorrow night, Morty's.
Tomorrow night at Morty's?
Comedy Club. All the kids are
Jason's
going.
Jason's going.
Jason's going. Jason's in. Jeff's going.
Oh, then Vibs. I got to go. If Jason's Vibs. Going out, then I got to come.
All the kids. Is Gracie coming?
I have no idea. I haven't talked to anyone today.
What have you been doing?
Is Grace here? Grace here?
Is she coming? She's coming.
Well, wait. Is she still?
Boobs is coming.
Is she still living with that weird guy?
Yeah. Why do you call him weird guy?
I see him and I think.
Riley is his name.
Should we have her come in here and explain Riley?
No, that's her boyfriend. She doesn't have to explain her boyfriend.
You guys live together?
Yes, they live together.
And since when can everybody hear this podcast in the building?
Well.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, she heard everything. Everybody heard everything. No, just Grace and Jason.
And Jeff.
And Jeff.
I just got here. I didn't hear it.
Oh, you didn't hear it. I'm sorry.
Did I get a thumbs up from you from Morty's?
Yeah, she's going to Morty's.
Okay.
Boobs is coming to Morty's.
Is Riley coming?
Is Riley coming? She has no idea. Fuck a bunch of Riley.
Okay, the switch begins tomorrow night. we'll find Grace somewhere.
Riley number two.
Whatever. New Riley.
Who's opening for Kostaki?
Are you ready?
Probably
Bowers.
Are you
sitting down? Nope.
Oh.
Jeff Oskey.
Oh, good.
Yeah, yay. Right? That's a show?
No, Jason says he's not going now.
Jason's out.
Yeah, I don't know if I can make it out hearing it. It's fucking Jeff Oskey. Who needs that? These are all jokes.
I like Jeff.
Is there an outside bar like there was at the last place?
No, get a load of this. There's a bar upstairs that they kept open, according to McComas, that we can go up there
for
and never look at the show ever again. We can
for
just,
special people only?
We can stay at the upstairs bar, yeah.
Mm.
Did you ever go to that Don Pablo?
I think we went there a couple times.
I thought we did, right?
Yeah. Well, the old Don Pablo on the east side is a mattress store now. That's true.
You're going to need a new mattress, aren't you, Vibs?
Oh, yeah.
You wearing yours out?
It is worn out. I need a new box spring.
Oh, it's the squeak.
The bed spring. No, yeah, it's like the
underneath.
Poles underneath. Yeah.
The poles.
Yeah, they're starting to get loose.
Speaking
of getting loose.
you saying out loud you stop drinking makes you want to have a drink, doesn't it?
Oh, God, I got a drink right now.
I know.
All right. Say goodnight, Jess.
Goodnight, Jesse. Gracie. Goodnight, Gracie.
You know what? Wait a minute. Nobody else has ever said this on the podcast other than me. Vibbert, you
I said it one time.
Oh, okay.
When I did a Just Jess podcast.
Oh, that's right.
I did.
Okay. Second time ever. Go ahead. Say goodnight, everybody, and we'll see you later.
Goodnight, everybody. Wait, what is it again? Sorry. I wanted to.
You know, off mic, you just go, goodnight, everybody.
In my head, I wanted to say, it's all over. But, like, that's what I was going to say.
No, that's for the early show.
What is it? Fuck off, haters. I'm getting paid.
Peace out, haters. I'm getting money.
That's right. Okay. And where's your podcast?
JeffVibbert.com.
VIBBERT.
And how often do you guys release? Every other day?
Every other week. Every week. Every week.
Once
yeah.
a week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once
oh, okay.
a week.
That's good.
And why haven't we been on in a while? We feel slighted.
Do you have a... Is that a birthmark in your hair?
I don't know. It's probably a tick.
What is it?
What do you see?
I've been going in the woods a lot.
Oh, no. It was just a... My brother has like a spot that's just like gray or just black in his hair right here.
It's where an angel kissed him.
Is that what that means?
I don't know.
So it's where the pelican bit you or the stork bit you.
No, that's a
stork bite.
What are those? That's a stork bite. That's the red, I forget what it's
cleft
called.
Cleft lip?
No, that's if a stork bit you on the face.
Those are birth defects.
You guys.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Let's do this. Go. In the morning in the back of the Beamer. Now, mama, what's up? I know that you're a schemer, but you can't be frightened when it comes to this. Put down your back tricks, give me a kiss. I got a castle in the Paris, got a crib in the city. I said I'd get you something nice, something pretty, and I did. And you liked it like that, to be so big and to be so fat. Because we up in the mud house, over in the club, getting crunk, bling, bling, I got some love for you. Ass moving so fast, can't think. Big buzz bouncing up on the sink. I wish you was here, but I can't be sure. The night's all black, everything's a blur. Got my jacket on, smoking, looking like juice, honey, on the table, on the shit's all I'm saying. Ain't got no dough, all got my body.
love jeans on and my car's in a ditch. Ain't that a bitch? My shoes in Nicaragua, my socks are crew. I got my hair slicked back so I can check out you. I got some nice shit to say and it sounds so good. You wanna write it down so when you're back in the hood, you can check back with it as you hit the pot, make sweet love to it all night. Up in the mud house, over in the club, y'all, we getting crunk, bling, bling, got some love for you. Ass moving so fast, can't think. The big bus bouncing up on the sink. I wish you was here, but I can't be sure. The night's all black and everything's a blur. I got my jacket on, smoking, looking like juice. Honey on my table and my shit's all loose, say. Call my shoulder.